Are you overwhelmed by motherhood and barely keeping your head above water? Are you confused and frustrated by how all the other moms make it look so easy? You can't figure out how to manage the chaos in your mind, your home, or your family. I get you, mama. Parenting with ADHD is hard. Here is your permission slip to let go of the Pinterest-worthy visions of organization and structure fit for everyone else. Let's do life like our brains do life. Creatively, lovingly, and with all our might. When we embrace who we are and how our brains work, we can figure out how to live our lives successfully, and in turn, lead our families well. At the end of the day, we just want to be good moms, but spoiler alert, you are already a great mom. ADHD does not mean you're doomed to be a hot mess, mama. You can rewrite your story from shame spiral to success story. And I'll be right here beside you to cheer you on. Welcome to Motherhood in ADHD. Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Sung. I have a little confession to make. I do not always follow my plan. Even though I am a teacher of how to use a calendar, how to plan, how to be more productive, how to create routines, I don't always follow them. And at the beginning, I used to beat myself up, like, how could you be so hypocritical that you don't do the thing that you're teaching everyone else to do? How could you be out here saying this is a good idea when you don't do it all the time? And now I can look at that differently and be like, that was my perfectionism talking and telling me that, like, I wasn't worthy of helping other people because I wasn't perfect. Like, that's nuts. I have ADHD. My goal is not to be 100% exactly the same all the time. I don't have to be perfect. My goal is to have a plan that works for me, that makes sense for me, that helps other people. It's not about being perfect. So it has taken some time to get to that point of graciousness and know that, like, the goal now is more often than not. That is my goal when I'm trying to do habits, more often than not, that I do this thing I'm trying to do. And instead of using all that energy to beat myself up on how I'm a terrible person, I now use that energy to say, like, hey, if this isn't working right now, like, what can I modify slightly to make it still work? Like, what do I need? What do I want in this situation that would make sense so that, like, I'm not starting from scratch? Because that's what I used to do. I'd have a plan that was working, and then as soon as it wouldn't work, I'd throw the whole thing out and start over again. And we're talking about in my coaching session the other day of, like, one of the students goes, oh, so it's not a systems issue, it's a self-talk issue. And I was like, yes, that's it. You got it. It's not a systems issue. It's a self-talk issue. So once you figure out the plan that works for you, if it starts not working, you just tweak it a little bit and figure out how to make it fun and new and exciting again. Sometimes that's with a bigger change, sometimes with a smaller change, but it's not throwing out everything you've done and starting over. It's just making a small tweak and watching yourself talk to be like, hey, it's okay that you weren't perfect here. The system is still pretty good. We do a little change and we're gonna keep on trucking. So here's what we're gonna talk about today is that when you lose your motivation and you just don't want to do that thing anymore, how do you find it? How do you get it back or locate it in the first place? How do you get your motivation to do the thing that you just don't really want to do? Whether you are a stay-at-home mom with littles who can't see the floor of your car or your home, you're a homeschooling mom and your kids are always around, you're working outside the home and you never have enough time to plan, or you're an entrepreneur mama and you're trying to build your business and be a present parent, this is the place to be to get your ish together. I have been teaching my ADHD-friendly planning system for over 2 years to over 150 moms, and I've also been using it myself for the past 5 years. Before that, I taught middle school, so I was teaching 12-year-olds how to plan. I have ADHD myself, so I understand how hard it is to figure out the steps that make sense. The way that I plan now is so different than how I had planned before I had kids, and so different than how I planned when I was just learning about my ADHD, because I didn't know what I didn't know about ADHD, and I was trying to do everything like everyone else did it. But here's the thing. This works. This week, I'm sharing a series that will help you set up your week well. It's all about goal setting with ADHD, and specifically the goal that we're talking about is planning your week. I want you to be able to feel less stress every day because you have a plan that you know is going to work. I'm going to be sharing several strategies this week. So if you want the notes, go download them over on my website. It's patriciasung.com/ADHD-goal-setting. So patriciasung.com/ADHD-goal-setting. It will also be in the show notes here in the episode so that you can follow along and know the questions that I'm asking and jot down your thoughts, making it super easy to work through this for you. Now, I'm always super straight with you. So this mini series is kicking off the start of a meetup that I'm going to be hosting coming up in December. I've been meeting with my students every week for over a year and a half, and it is so good. Being able to hear other moms who are dealing with the same issues that you are means you know that you're not alone. You're not broken. Like, there's nothing wrong with you. There are other people whose brains work just like yours does or very similarly, and you know it's not you. So starting in December, these meetups will be open to anyone, not just the students in my class. And I'm going to share all that with you very soon. And if you're ready to meet up, like, hey, let's go. You still got to wait till the end of the week to sign up. But I want you to know that this is for you. It's here. This community is waiting for you. It is $27 for the month, which is less than a coffee run each week. So, you know, I'm not telling you not to have your coffee. What I'm saying is you're already spending a couple dollars on something that makes you happy and is gone in a couple of minutes or sits there cold and you forget about it. Like, this meeting, hanging out with people who get you, is so valuable. Hands down, I know it's worth that couple of dollars that you're spending every week. Having ADHD-friendly accountability and community matters. And because I like to reward the impulsivity that usually gets us into trouble, you will also be getting a VIP bonus, a very impulsive person bonus, at the end of this week to try it out for just a couple bucks. So if you are listening in real time, you can find that coupon code in your inbox. Make sure you're on my email list. We're going to talk all about it later this week. Now, I know that you could possibly be thinking, Patricia, next month is December. The holidays are too hard. I am not learning anything new. Like, I can't possibly put anything else on my plate. It's too much. I don't have time to plan. I don't have time to build a new habit. Like, it's too much. And what I want to say to you is, first of all, this is not complicated. You can totally do it. Like, if I can get fifth graders to figure out how to plan, I promise I can help you do it. Second, I have ADHD, so this is super ADHD friendly. And third, when you are overwhelmed, that is the season that you need it most. That busy, stressful time is when you need the most support, not the least support, the most support. Back to school, summer chaos, holidays, new kids, like, that is the time where you need more support, not less support. Figuring out how to plan your week has never been this easy. I'm going to show you how, and we are going to make a difference in your life. We're going to make it happen. Welcome back to part two of Goal Setting ADHD Style. We are learning how to plan your week and how to achieve your goals. You can reapply this process over and over again in whatever goal that you are working towards. I absolutely loved seeing how many of you listened on the first episode here. Like, it tells me that this matters. And if you missed part one, go back to that episode because that's where I talked about setting up an ADHD-friendly system. And then come back here because this will make more sense if you've listened to the last episode. All right, today we're learning about, like, why am I doing this? What's my motivation? Today I'm going to show you how to solve the motivation requirement so that you can more easily follow through on things. And once you learned, like, you know, we're talking about planning, but once you know how you, like, learn or how things fit you, like, you can keep recycling this idea to other things. It's not just about planning. It's not just about goal setting. You can use this over and over again. So keep that in mind. Like, let your creative brain see, like, how else can you apply this in your life? You're listening either because you want to understand how to find your motivation in general, or you know that planning is good, but it's not working for you, but you want it to, but you just, like, it's not coming together here. I'm going to show you exactly how to identify your motivation. We talk about this topic in daily planning and time management mastery, because if you don't have your motivation, like, if you aren't keyed into why am I doing this, we will never do it. You will never do something that you're not motivated to do. If you don't understand why, you're not going to do it. That's how ADHD works. You got to know what the point is. Otherwise, there's no point and I'm not in. I'm out. So what I want you to ask yourself is a specific question. I used to like say, ask yourself why. Why do you want to do this? Why do you want to do this? And keep digging until you find the answer. I've changed it slightly to how does this benefit you? And you're going to ask yourself that question. How does this benefit you over and over until you dig into like why you really want to do it? Now, as a side note, we have ignored ourselves for so long that this can be hard to dig into. Self-trust is a process and getting to know yourself is a process. And as women with ADHD, a lot of times we have been told our whole lives, like, you're too sensitive. Why are you talking so much? Why does this bother you? You're making a big deal out of nothing. And so we've spent a lot of time in our lives being told that our perception is wrong. And so therefore, we are not good at trusting ourselves because we've been reinforced our whole life that we are incorrect. So just know that, like, if this is too much or too hard, like, that's totally okay and very expected. And if you need to, like, pause and circle back later, that's cool too. This is a skill that we have not developed because of the information we have been told over and over again. And I'm going to try not to get on a soapbox here because this is like one of my, like, one of the things that makes me most angry about ADHD is that we don't trust ourselves and we don't know how to hear our own thoughts and our own, like, body cues because we've spent so much time ignoring them. So know that this is a skill you will develop as you go. We work on it a ton when I'm working one-on-one, like with coaching clients. Like, this is something that you can learn if you are like me and have ignored it the first few decades of your life. Okay, maybe not ignored it, like purposefully, like tried to convince yourself that you were trying to perceive things as others did. Okay, no, Patricia, just stay on track here. Okay, whoa, ADHD. All right, moving along, back on track. So we're going to run through an example here. You're like, well, I want to use a planner, but like, I don't really want to use a planner. You're like, how does this benefit you? Well, I'd be more organized. Okay. How does being organized benefit you? Well, then I would know what happens next. Okay. How does it benefit you to know what's happening next? Well, then I wouldn't be surprised when like things happen in life, like dress up day at school's coming. I would know. I'm like, okay. How does it benefit you to know that dress up day is coming? Well, I would have sent my kid in the right clothes that day. Okay. How does it benefit you to send your kid in clothes that are like for the right day? You're like, well, if I had known it was the right day, I wouldn't have sent him in pajamas on the wrong day. And then he wouldn't have been teased for wearing pajamas on the wrong day. Okay, now here's where it gets a little tricky. Because as a mom, like, we care a lot about whether our kids are having a rough day or something went wrong or they get teased, especially when it's something that we could have prevented, right? But when we're looking at like our motivation, someone else's feelings are not our motivation. It's our feelings in relation to their feelings that is the motivation. So just like them being happy or them being embarrassed or whatever, like that's not a motivation. It's how do I feel about that? So that's still not the root. Like, yes, I don't want my kid to feel that way, but like why? How does it benefit me to not have my kid feel that way? Ah, because when they feel that way, when I made a mistake and then they're getting teased or they feel bad or something didn't work out for them because of my mistake, that's when I feel bad. I feel ashamed. I feel embarrassed. I feel like I'm a bad mom. I feel like, you know, my ADHD is affecting my kids and why can't I get it together? It's like all those negative feelings, that is what's driving my behavior. Now, I'm really big on sitting with feelings, but like that's not the exercise we're doing today. So I'm going to step forward to the next thing because sitting with feelings is a whole other topic and not today's Patricia. Okay, stay on track. So when we look at like, why does it benefit me to have a bunch of negative feelings? No, that's not the question. We're trying to avoid having these negative feelings because they stink. So how does it benefit me to not have all of that come up because of the mistake I made or because of the error I made? How does that benefit me? Because when I know I'm doing a good job and my ADHD doesn't affect my kid like that, that's when I feel like a good mom. That's when I feel confident and capable, like I know what I'm doing and I'm like, I know I'm trying my best and it's coming together. Like those good feelings are what we're going for. We're trying to avoid the negative, yes, but what's going to motivate me is the positive feelings, because avoiding negative feelings, that's where we get into our coping mechanisms, which can be good or bad. When we're trying to chase those positive feelings, that's when we really feel motivated. That's something we can latch on to, and it's good for us to feel that success in what kind of motherhood we want to leave. So there are a lot of feelings rabbit holes we can go down here. And without getting lost in the weeds, what I'm looking for you to dig into is finding your reason for wanting to plan your week or whatever goal you're chasing so that you can lean in on all that good stuff. Because with ADHD, yes, we are avoidant on the negative feelings, but we thrive when we're getting that positive reinforcement. So when you have your planning down, what you're wanting, like what the benefit is that you're building your confidence, your self-image. Like that's one of the keys to doing well with your ADHD is building your self-image back up. Another key is having less stress because then your brain can actually function and do its job and, you know, use all of its creative powers and problem solving. Executive function can be rocking and rolling when you're less stressed because you're not worried about what you forgot to do or what you messed up. You're overcoming your timeline and so you're turning your executive level function like logic back on and not feeling all that overwhelm. What you want is to start your own business and have a couple of hours to work on it because you have a plan and you can make it happen. You want those dreams to come true. You want to wake up knowing, hey, what am I going to do today? So you're not just spinning in circles, feeling like you're a hot mess. Like you jump in, you're like, this is what's happening today. Clear steps. You get to participate in your life instead of letting life happen. Again, moving from that reactive place to a proactive place. You want to be able to make all those doctor's appointments that have been piling up for who knows how long so you can feel like a competent adult who knows how to be responsible and do adulty things. Sometimes what you want is just to have like a neutral feeling. Like rather than being like the butt of the joke, you know, there goes Patricia again. Glad I'm not her husband. You want to just feel neutral. Like maybe you're not the superstar, but you're also not the one that people are making fun of. Maybe you want to feel lighter, not have all that overwhelm. You want the space to be able to think and play and enjoy and do hobbies and like play with your kids and have fun because you haven't done that in so long. You want more family time. You want to get out of that vicious cycle. You know, I didn't get enough stuff done this morning because I doom scrolled. So now I feel like I have to do extra stuff in the evening. So instead of like hanging out with my kids, I'm doing work or cleaning the house. And then I feel bad that I didn't spend time with them. But also like I didn't get enough done today. So like maybe I should stay up extra. I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to stay up real late and get stuff done. And like you're in this vicious cycle of not feeling productive enough and beating yourself up and pushing yourself too hard because you're always feeling behind. And you want to turn that into quality time with your family. These are the things that are your motivation. I want to start my business. I want to feel on top of my life. I want less stress. I want to have time for fun and play and quality time, hobbies. Even I want to feel neutral. Those positive feelings are the motivation. So as you're asking yourself, like, how does this benefit you? 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 And you boil down to what you think is the answer. This is why I really will benefit from this. This is why this is good for me. That's what you can circle back to when you don't want to do it. When you're like, I don't want to sit down and plan. I don't want to figure out what I'm going to do with all this pile of sticky notes. What you lean into is, how does this benefit me? Like, I'm going to have time to fill in the blank, whatever thing that really matters to you, whatever feeling you want to feel instead of the stinky ones you have now. Like, lean into that. That is what your motivation is. And if you get to the end and you're like, you know what? Planning is not worth having that dream come true, that's good data too. Either that thing doesn't matter to you enough and you can just let it go guilt-free. Like I am sure that there are plenty of 20-something ADHDers who are single, no kids, and they have the luxury to say like planning doesn't matter, just do what I want. And they can let that go guilt-free. But I'm guessing that because you're here, you think you need planning in order to juggle all the different balls that you're juggling right now. So if you get to like planning's not worth starting that business, then you know what? That's not your real motivation for planning. Keep going. If having time to do that hobby isn't worth doing the planning, then keep going. Keep digging in. Like, how does this benefit me? What do you want to feel? If it's still too surface level, that's not a true motivation for you. Dig in till you find how does this benefit you and you find something that's worthy of making that goal happen. Now, I know somebody's going to be like, but even when I do that, then I get to the end and I'm like, I know I said this was something I wanted to do, but now I'm like, don't tell me what to do, me. I don't want to do what you said I wanted to do before. I hear you. That happens sometimes. A lot of times when that happens, it's because we picked something that we didn't actually want to do. That motivation, we didn't dig down deep enough into the why does this benefit me to actually find the reason why. Or we got to the point where we're like, you know what? This really isn't that important to me. I can let it go. But bottom line, when you dig into that and you're like, don't tell me what to do, me, The question I will ask you is, what do you want? You don't have to do anything. Like, this isn't about what you have to do. What do you want to do? What's going to light you up? What's going to like blow your mind and be like, wow, this is awesome. I want that. That's what we're going to dig into to find what your motivation is. That thing that lights you up and you're like, yes, that is what I want. So we sat in some uncomfortable feelings today. So take a deep breath, take a little walk. You are not going to master this skill today. It is a lifelong skill. I spend weeks coaching women and we're still working on this. This is something that we will work on for a while to reprogram ourselves into being in touch with who we are and how we feel and what we want. It takes time and that's okay. We're rewriting the generational traumas and we are rewriting all those stories we've had in our head for decades to be a more powerful version of you. Still you, but you who really understands what's deep in your heart and what you want. So day one, we learned about how to learn in an ADHD-friendly way. Today, we learned about how do we identify our motivation? Why do we actually want to do this? Tomorrow, we're going to put it all together and do, how am I actually going to get this done? Because I want you to know that it is possible. It is possible to love the life that you have. It's possible to make a plan and actually follow through on it when you have the tools and strategies that you need for your ADHD brain to be successful. Now, if this has been helpful to you, please share the series with another mama who feels like she can't stick with the hard stuff. We are changing the world, one family at a time, you and me together. I'll talk to you tomorrow, successful mama. For more resources, classes, and community, head over to my website, motherhoodinadhd.com.